Blog Talk Radio.
Father God, we come with grateful hearts of sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for leading us together in unity once again around this spectrum, coming together as pilgrims through this barren land. We're asking you to anoint these lips of clay, God, to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardon of their sins. I'm asking you, Father God, to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep with the epitome of their souls. I'm asking you these prayer petitions, Father God, and there are other prayer petitions that I ask in your Son's name. And we'll be so mindful to give your name the glory, honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. And we shall all say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And we are going to connect back with our last evening recording. And our sermon on last evening was Rich Man, Poor Man. Hallelujah. And as I first said, that now people really don't have time for God. They don't want his name even talked about over the communication airways. They don't want you to talk about them at the workplace. They don't want you to even call his name out in the wide open range of the restaurant area. And so they would just want you and I to put a muzzle on the name of God. And we're living in a digital world as everything is microwavable, everything is quick. People always coming at you with a get-rich scheme, and everybody wants to be rich. But not only do they want to be rich, it's a certain richness that they want to acclaim. And so we know now that just being a millionaire has become a household name. The thing that's in now is being a billionaire with a B. There are so many people that are billionaires, and there are some that is not going to stop at anything until they become a billionaire. And so with them having access to the Thriller, the Stacks, the Dub, the Cheddar, and all of those avenues of currency, everyone is trying their best to be a billionaire. And they don't want to include God into this equation. They want to lock God out. They want to put a deadlock on the door to keep God out. But I'm here to tell you, you that are out there in our digital podcast listening audience on tonight, God is not going to be locked out of anything. Now, if you don't want to have God into your spiritual life, that is at your discretion if you want to accept God or you can deny him, because he's not going to drag anyone to heaven. But God give us an opportunity, those of us that want to get to know God and to know who he is and what he can do in the lives of those that live in a righteous and upright life before God daily, then those are the ones that God is going to distribute himself and his spirit and indwell in the hearts of men and women that want to have a relationship with God. And so without going into any further ado, we will go on into our program, and we're talking, like I said, about rich man and poor man. And we know that there was a certain rich man that was draped in purple, the finest of apparel, had the finest of food, he lived in the finest of a home, and he had butlers, and he had chauffeurs, and he had all the whistles and bells that come along with being a person of interest, in other words. And so he was rich, and then there was a man that wasn't rich at all. Matter of fact, he was a beggar, but he knew God. And he always would come at the rich man's gate and just ask and beg for the crumbs. You know, he didn't say, give me a steak. He didn't say, you know, give me a pork chop or give me a chicken leg. But he just wanted the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. And you know, that's not asking for much when you're asking for just the mediocre crumbs of something. But anyway, the rich man despised the poor beggar because he was a nuisance and he was a disgrace coming at his big fine estate, laying out there with sores all over him, and then the dogs would come and lick at his sores. And so the rich man always would, you know, just admire his apparel and wish one day that he could one day, you know, have that kind of advantage to dress, you know, nice. I don't know if he really wanted to be rich, but he just wanted to be able to get out of the old ragged clothes that he was in and put on presentable clothes that he'd seen this rich man wearing, the apparel that he was wearing. And so, like I said, the rich man, you know, didn't want to have anything to do with him. And so the beggar died, and they came back with the news to the rich man that the beggar had died. And so the beggar told his staff to just take the beggar and just dig a hole and just really throw him in there. In other words, just throw him in there and cover them up with dirt. But the angel came and took control of the beggar's body and placed him in the bosom of Abraham. Hallelujah. And so we know that when the rich man went to hell, and in hell, he lifted up his eyes. He asked if he could have the beggar to go and dip his finger in some water and cool his tongue. But he was told, you know, no, that was not going to happen, that he had been preached to and he knew about the word of God, but he declined to receive God into his life. And so we know that everyone in heaven is there because that person is precious to God. Hallelujah. No one is significant in his eyes. But the rich man's prayer for mercy was sincere, and perhaps it was honest. And two, it was late. If only he had prayed 5 minutes before his death instead of after. Hallelujah. God's judgment is both fair and final. So the reply came back from Abraham. Son, remember, he was called a son because he was on the lineage of Abraham and as such should have known the commandments and would have been taught the scriptures as the son of God. He truly was a son, yet he ignored his heritage. Hallelujah. And it is strange and mysterious work of God to remind people of their past. Hallelujah. When God, by his Holy Spirit, is at work in our lives, he arrests us in our own tracks and reminds us of our past. If you have ever been driving a car and looked in your rearview mirror, only to see a blue flashing light, you would have been aware of 1,001 questions flashing through your mind in an instant. Was I speeding? Did I indicate the turn? What have I done wrong? In a similar way, God stops us, making us aware of sin within. When God bids us to, hallelujah, remember, the memory can be quite painful. The voice from heaven explained to the rich man that it is impossible for anyone to pass from heaven to hell. Not that anyone would want to, and none can ever pass from hell to heaven. There is no mention of purgatory here or elsewhere in the Bible. Only 50 trial places of either bliss or banishment. Suddenly, as he began to remember, the rich man thought of that he had influenced his five brothers. Whether an individual chooses to receive or reject Christ is his own decision. Often affects others, his family, his children, and his neighborhood, even the people that he was in contact with. So the rich man thought of his brothers. Surely he had taught them to ignore the Lord, to live for the moment and not eternity, to ignore the needs of men and women around about. I believe he began to panic with fear at the thought of their pointing an accusing finger at him throughout eternity. He begged Father Abraham that at least he would send Lazarus to warn the brothers of this torment. In life, the brothers had ignored Lazarus. Why should they take notice now? But the situation was so desperate that logic had gone. Anyway, the Lord of glory does not simply act at the whim and wishes of anyone. Abraham therefore said that God had already revealed himself to a man through his word, the Bible. His word is sufficient witness to truth that must be believed and lived. So, friends, was this lost man that he pleaded, but if one goes to them from the dead, they will repent. Such an argument is based on the false view that is a lack of evidence that prevents people from believing. The evidence, however, is convincing. Christ did live, die, and rise again. It is not that people cannot believe, but they that will not. Jesus said that it was an evil and adulterous generation that seeks after a sign. But that this, his resurrection from the dead would be the only sign ever. We read that in the law of Matthew 12 and 39 through 40. Abraham replied in a similar way, saying, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded through one that arises from the dead. The rich man was silenced. Jesus died and rose again. But many still will not believe. Hallelujah. And I know my time is closing in. But if I was you, you that are out there in my digital podcast listening audience, I wouldn't put it off another moment, another minute, or another second. Hallelujah. I would commit my life right now where you're sitting, where you're standing, or even while you are lying. You can be lying down. There's no certain position that you can have to ask for forgiveness. Just acknowledge that you are set up. Ask God to be your Lord and Savior, and God will come into your life. God will take your past sins. He said he will remember them anymore, and he will put them into the sea of forgetfulness. Hallelujah. And so we know that time waits on no one. And like I said, I wouldn't wait and I wouldn't put my salvation off. That is the most valuable commodity a human being could ever have, is that his salvation is secure with God. And I wouldn't put it off another second, another moment, another minute, another week, another month, or even another year. God is knocking at the door of your heart, and he's waiting on you to come to the door and open up the door and allow him to come into your heart. Serve him and he with you. and God will be the God of your salvation. You can read God's word daily, and God will show you how to live a lifestyle of Christ, of righteousness, and God will live inside of you. And the things that you used to do, you won't have any desire to do those things anymore. Because we know that the Bible tells us that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. That's in the law of 2 Corinthians 5:17. Aims, affections, and ambitions, hallelujah, totally changed when Jesus came to live within the life of someone who trusts him as Savior. Life and language become new. New Christians find that they have rich spiritual lives, and God has become precious as their daily brings their lives under control of God's standards. They began to find a new outlook. They now see the world from God's perspective. Hallelujah. The final enemy is death, but for the Christian, it is a defeated foe. Christ arose from the grave and now lives through those who are his. For the believer, death is but the doorway to heaven. Christ can make, hallelujah, you a new creature if you want him to. All you have to do is to acknowledge that you're a sinner. Acknowledge your sins, hallelujah, and God will forgive you of your sins, and they will be forgiven, and that there is peace with God through the finished work of Jesus Christ. You can transform your life through life and death. And we know that a Christian experience a different eternity. Heaven is promised to all who repent and believe. It is not presumptuous to say, I am going to heaven when I die. God in the Bible has promised a place of eternal joy to those who are his children. Have you trusted Christ? Has there come a moment in your life when you have committed yourself to him forever? If not, do it today. Don't put off tomorrow what you can do today. Hallelujah. God is a God of first, second, and third chances. God is wanting to be your Lord and Savior. And you don't know the time that God might knock at the door of your heart. Don't let it be said too late for you and you and you. We don't know when God might pull your cue card. And there you will be without God in your life. And you know, as the Word of God says, that after death, the judgment. And you will be judged according to the deeds that's done in this mortal body. But I would accept Christ while I still have the opportunity, because this opportunity may not pass your way again. And in the ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. Until we meet again, I want you to go in God as God goes in you. And if you have any correspondence that you would like to submit, you can send your correspondence remittance to Block Talk Radio in Channel of the Old Ship of Zion, Senior Pastor Janice Ward. If you have any emails, correspondent, that you would like to send to the Old Ship of Zion, you can send your email response to janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. Till we meet again, I want you to go in God as God goes in you. Bye for now. I know.
Mm-hmm.